West Dallas Senator Tom Reynolds thinks that pop culture is pushing the limits of decency these days, and he says this makes it harder and harder for parents to raise their kids the way they want to. Reynolds says one way the state can help is by making sure that kids can't get access to movies containing nudity, language, or violence from public libraries.
Here you're giving a tool to parents to help them in the upbringing of their children. Hard to me for me to understand what the reluctance is to give parents that little tool.
The big reluctance is in creating a blanket policy for libraries statewide. Thomas Hennen of the Wisconsin Library Association says nobody should assume that blocking a kid's access to R-rated films will keep them shielded from content some find offensive.
For instance, Sex and the City or The Sopranos, you can get, but it's not rated. What we're saying is, don't give parents a false sense of security.
The Motion Picture Association of America testified against the plan at a public hearing. That's the body that comes up with movie ratings. Lobbyist Pete Christensen says the measure is unconstitutional as it stands now because the movie rating system is a voluntary industry standard.
If it's not amended, we'll oppose it. And if it's enacted, we'll litigate it. And if we litigate it, we'll win.
Still, Senator Reynolds insists that the state should be able to do something. He recently sent his 17, 13, and 10-year-old children to his local library to see if they could check out R-rated films. Reynolds says nobody objected. When asked about this, West Dallas Library Director Mike Kazalka pointed out his facility has a voluntary option parents can sign up for if they want to restrict what their kids check out. He says that if Reynolds was interested, all he had to do was ask. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.